This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 5 years ago, my colleague David Brancaccio, now the host of the Marketplace Morning Report, took a little road trip, New Jersey to San Francisco, in search of what's known as technological unemployment, jobs that people don't have anymore because robots do. He didn't interact with a single human being on that whole trip, if I remember right. Now, though, a fresh journey seeking out what we're calling robot-proof jobs, starting today with the most robot-proof career of them all. Here's David.
Arachnophobes need not be afraid of this robot.
And then the legs, there's a controller that basically figures out, okay, where are the legs now? Where do they need to go to basically keep myself balanced? So I can drive it around. I can go up. I can go down.
Skittering around like a spider the size of a bicycle wheel. Keep telling yourself that this robot is a hexapod, just six, not eight legs. 5 years ago, when I last spoke with Dave Rawlinson here in Pittsburgh, he was a graduate student in robotics at nearby Carnegie Mellon University. Back then, Dave was studying snake robots for search and rescue. Well, look at him now. Dave is co-founder of a firm called Hebi Robotics. It makes an electronic building block that can be the shoulder, elbow, or knee of almost any robot you'd care to construct.
Kind of modular building blocks is what we're calling these. We're kind of inspired by Lego. We want to get to the point where people can put these together as easily and intuitively as Lego.
Just add bits of tube, springs, and foot pads, and voila, custom robot. If not spider-like, then crab-like as it pounds the pavement with its clever little legs. Since we first met, a lot's been going on with Dave, originally from the little town of Clifton Forge in southwest Virginia. He's now Dr. Dave, PhD, he's become a father, and he's given birth to this tech company with all the complexities of any startup.
You're taking off a plane like while you're building the runway underneath it. It is that kind of level of stress.
But listen to his biggest worry. It's finding people who have the right skills so he can hire them.
You've like whittled your set down to probably like a handful of people in the world that can really do what it is you're trying to do. And there's no way around it being like a slow, detailed process, but it is probably our number one concern as we grow is just finding the right people.
Across town at Dave's alma mater, they see it this way too.
This is the real concern. It's not what jobs robots are going to steal. It's that the people aren't going to be ready to do the jobs that they need to do.
David Bourne is principal systems scientist at CMU's Robotics Institute. He's taken me into one of his labs, a big open bay. It's like that scene in every James Bond movie where you meet Q, the inventor, only it's a graduate student doing the work today.
So here's Q's assistant, who's actually the real worker. He's Mabaran. He's awesome.
Mabaran Rajaraman is running a prototype robot that can recognize and manipulate big pieces, for instance, girders on a construction site. Bourne says you can't have more people with robotics jobs if there aren't enough professors of robotics to teach them. Many potential teachers are being swallowed up by industry, like Uber, which hired away a bunch of faculty here to work on self-driving cars.
Just to give you an example, in one of our programs, we had 600 applications and there were 40 spots. That should give you a pause. You know, there's a lot of people that can't do the field they want to do.
It was just what I was passionate about. I loved math. And I did math competitions on the Math Olympiad. And I was raised in a country where math is like our national sport, right?
Anca Dragan, originally from Romania, is another student I met 5 years ago. Back in 2012, when she was still a grad student at CMU, I teased her, asking if her parents worry she'll ever find meaningful employment with those engineering credentials. Well, she has landed on her feet. I'm speaking to her at her office in Berkeley, California, where she is now a UC professor in the Electrical Engineering and Computer Sciences Department. Her parents, happy, finally?
They say, why did you not accept the Stanford offer?
But they must have been very proud of you.
They were, yes, absolutely.
Her research now centers on the relationship, call it the tango, between humans and robots, which can also be engineered to communicate their intentions nonverbally. I love the story about her early inspiration, a book she came across in high school about artificial intelligence, co-authored by Berkeley professor Stuart Russell, which prompted her to embark on a career of the future, if there ever was one.
Now I get to be a colleague of Stuart's, and he's just a few offices away. So it's really interesting to think of where I was in 12th grade and sort of the luck that I have now.
Well, luck in the sense of you can help make your own luck, but also the luck of being born in a country, Romania, with a culture that honors math and science achievements. Human math ability, with the tech skills that follow from it, gives people access to some of the best jobs of the future. I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.